Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I know a lot of you are wondering, you haven't asked Metal anything about music. I'll get to that. There is no show without a breakdown about Metal and what's hot in his world. And, of course, those girls. Could get to that. I always get an update on the baby killers because they're just killers in training. And I hope to be able to chronicle this whole movement, man, for what I think about it so often, the fear that's going to be delivered to the young men that step up on that porch and knock that, hit that doorbell. Ugh.
Well, speaking of fear, they are getting ready for Halloween right now. This is big getting ready for Halloween time for the kids. So
yeah, Halloween, you know, loved it at times. Southern Cal, you know, you can. There was no real threat, then it was a threat. The people were putting things in candy. It became ugly. We had to check. You know, when your mom says, look, go get it. You can do it. Bring it here. Get that pillowcase and throw it all on. And she had to inspect every piece.
And, I'm going to inspect their candy for Baby Ruth's.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, it's been crazy. And then here, as an adult, if I could ever call myself that and not laugh, people putting razor blades and apples and all that. I mean, it got really.
See, I heard that was just like an old wives' tale. Nobody actually ever did that. Like, no one ever actually did it. It was just something that,
I guarantee you, we will get some response. Because, you know, the IQ of the listeners up until we sign off.
I have been watching some scary movies with them, though.
That's good because they'll learn that it's all make believe.
Well, not like. Look, I'm not watching like Halloween and stuff, but we watched Hocus Pocus, you know, the other day.
But then are they legitimately scared?
Yeah, especially the younger one. But yeah, they get scared, like, because they're kids, so stuff's still a little scary. Like, they're not like, these are like PG movies, you know what I mean? Like, we watched that, we watched the old Disney, The Sleepy Hollow with Ichabod Crane.
Okay.
Like, that kind of stuff. Okay. You know, like, they're scary, but they're not like, these aren't slasher films, you know?
Okay. We'll see what happens. I'm not mad at it. A good, a thriller. Everybody should have a thriller.
I made him watch a thriller video. We watch it every year, the old Michael Jackson thriller videos. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's epic. That's Hall of Fame work. But
that's probably the scariest thing they've seen.
Yeah, like the Exorcist.
No,
that had an impact.
We're not watching that.
As a young man out waiting, because I was on the West Coast, again, you're waiting 3 hours in line to get in to these things. If you go down to Hollywood, Sunset Boulevard, because you want to be at the right theater.
Well, The Exorcist takes place in Georgetown here.
Yeah,
D.C.
No, I've been by to see that wall. Oh, I had to.
The stairs, yeah, you can go up the stairs.
I had to go see it. Because there's certain movies that have an impact on you that does not ever leave you. Jaws. I don't get in a pool now, even with the lights on at night. Because when I saw that was traumatic. Exorcist, Jaws. I'm talking about things that reshaped your values.
Did you ever see Rosemary's Baby?
No.
You know what it is, though, right?
Yeah, I've heard about
it. The Roman Polanski film. So So just coincidentally, I was watching that with the missus, and when she was pregnant with our first,
right.
And we found out we had the exact same due date as Rosemary's Baby.
Are you serious?
It's totally coincidental.
Wow. All right. Well, that's good stuff. We got a one. Rosalino. Welcome. Going once. Oh, okay. You are live. I guess not. And the Chiefs. Big Monday. I don't hear a lot of people talking trash. I hope we don't lose. Okay, Jonesy. Oh, that was a Bill Perry. Jonesy, you trying to sneak under the radar?
Hey, oh, no. I'm not trying to pull a Big Tony. That's not my style.
Okay, you know, good. I know. I would never, ever confuse you for him.
Yes, indeed. Hey, look. My most scary movie was The Car back in the day, man. I mean,
The Car.
I still watch the way I step off of curves this day and time, because it comes and it goes, baby. Comes and it goes. And it was quite scary.
Yeah, the good ones have an impact on you.
Yes, sir.
That even though you may think it's make-believe, but it's not if you can't get it out your mind.
Indeed.
That's all that matters. You can't get it out your mind.
The
good ones. The Friday the 13th. That was a good series. That was a good, whatever you call them.
The Thing is my favorite. John Carpenter's The Thing.
The Thing was so
good. That's probably my favorite horror movie, yeah.
Thing was
nice. That's another one.
But you don't want to be cool at a scary movie. You want to, part of the whole thrill of it is to be captured by it, I think.
Yes, sir.
It's to have the experience. If you're going to come in there like, you know, I'm too cool for the movie, then keep your behind at home. Because
Hello?
The
exactly.
experience.
You don't even go.
Yeah, you want to be in to the experience, or you don't. You don't want to be shaken up by fear. You know,
I'm
you don't.
I'm trying to tell you,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, what makes sports so cool? The buzzer beater. The game seven.
Yes, sir.
You know, Toronto,
yes, sir.
When we look at Toronto and Milwaukee, you start thinking to yourself, Game 7 is flat-out money. Flat-out money. How do you not? Game 7. No tomorrow.
All
no. Yeah, and you know, and to be in that. The thrill is getting in one. Do you know how many people don't get in one? They're never in a big game. Just to be, kiss your lucky stars. What happens is when you suck, you lose the idea of getting in big games. You're not anything big. That's why the Commanders stubbed their toe, because when they had the Bears here and they were in them black uniforms, that stadium was electric.
And
they lost
to them.
Well, that was an opportunity. But they had a chance to put this thing in orbit, and they blew it. Because they gave a game away. There would have been a springboard to that to that drive. This fan base is splintered. They're splintered. You got a lot of looky-loos. If you're doing well, they're going to tag on. But the moment you stub your toe, I hear them all the time. They're running. They're going to get them a Cowboy t-shirt or a Philadelphia t-shirt because they have no identity.
Flags,
they're scum of the earth. And they tag around to anybody in our division. Because this division is what I love about us. It's cold-blooded. Because everybody can win it. Very seldom people repeat. And now, man, you have no idea how this is going to end this year. Because you can say what you want about Dallas. Dakota, that boy's slinging it. And he got two freaks.
Yeah, he's playing.
Got two
regular
freaks.
Regular season, though. Just the regular season.
I get it. I know Dallas could be Dallas. But you got to keep your eye on that. Oh, man. And them Giants, sleep on them if you will.
No. Mm-mm.
Sleep on
they
them if you will. Mm-hmm. So it's fun. This is fun. I don't want to be in last place. I've been there too many times following and covering this team. I do not want to be. I think we're better than last place. But we're going to find out over the next 30 days, are we all talk? Do we have some pepper in our grits? We will find out. Appreciate
and
the call.
And Denny, shout Mitchell. Out to Heaven's Deep.
Yes, we will see. Mitchell, how are you?
How's it going, Mr. Doc Walker?
Hey, Mitchell, if I get any better, they have to come check my blood.
I love to hear it. I just want to say I love the show as well. So two questions for you. So I want to ask you, Deron Payne is questionable with a toe injury. So I want to ask you, what does the game and the defensive line look like without Deron Payne? And two, with Terry McLaurin coming back, how is it as an athlete? I mean, how do you come back from an injury like that? I know the specifics of the injury weren't really there, but how do you think he'll bounce back from that injury? And, like, what are your expectations from him? That's all I wanted to ask. Thank
okay.
you, Doc. Let the show keep it up.
I appreciate you. I am incapable of telling you what a man's going to do. His history tells you what he's going to do. When has Terry not performed and made big plays for you?
Yes, sir.
Because if he comes out in this game and doesn't do it, this will be the first time, right?
Yes, sir.
He's a playmaker. I expect him to make plays. The people that hurt, that's not my concern. That's Linnell's concern. The moment you tell me you're not going to play, I still love you to death, but you got to get out of my vision because you can't help me win the game. So you out. So get the hell out the locker room and go to the training room or go to the weight room and try to get yourself back in. I don't chase the deceased. That's that big fella. That's what he does. I need somebody to step up. I've drafted in that position pretty well. I got a guy I took in the second round. Everybody kept saying he's a first rounder. Well, what is he going to look like? So either he's slow or somebody made a mistake. You don't get away from me by just saying nothing. You don't just get to walk with your chest stuck out and you got top 100 players and they're not playing in the game. I'm going to check you. I'm going to check you. Because I counted on you to be you because you're good at what you do. When does it show up? When do I get to see this? Or is it all hocus pocus? 4:15 in the Nation's Cap. Appreciate you, man. Love your directness. I love it, man, when we get people who really care. Mitch, he cares about the team. He ain't getting a dime out of the success, but you can't tell that. He knows something's up. He can smell a rat, and he knows it too, but he don't want to say it. 4:16, we will rock and roll here. 1-800-636-1067. Please be nice to Metal Chris. He's had a rough week. We'll be back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
4:21 here in the nation's capital. Good dialogue, good kicking it back and forth. You know, I sense that our fans, our base is nervous. And nervous, which is not a bad thing.
It is Halloween season. It's a good time to be scared,
I guess. If there's a bear in the woods, it would behoove you.
Kevin, I almost had a dumpy on that one.
A bear in the woods. Yeah. No, you ain't got to worry about that. Landover Hills, familiar spot, but a pure warrior. Marco, what's up?
Hey, Doc, everything's pretty good. How about yourself, buddy? How you doing? Is it getting so good you can hardly stand it?
Yeah, because, AWOD, Zabe, going back-to-back, man, that brought back so many memories, good memories. Zabe's a sportsman at the highest level.
Doc.
And AWOD is like DB, like BTP. He just has life and an imagination, and he's real. It ain't fake.
Exactly, you know, Doc.
And I love it.
I agree with you totally about both of them, Doc, and I'm hoping that the program manager or whoever's in charge there can integrate Steve into the programming and get him some work, and whether it's 980 or the fan, and hopefully, man, we can hear some of Steve, because he is a local guy, and, you know, even though he worked in Green Bay and covers their team, you know, I know that he's still a Skins fan and still a Skins lover like you and I are, Doc.
Yeah, he covered, not covering, covered the Packers.
Yes.
Yeah. So let's make that clear. No, yes. I'll tell you one thing. If you're going to bet on somebody, bet on Zabe.
I agree totally. He's got that smooth voice. And, man, he had a lot of good to say about you, Doc, just like everybody does, buddy. And I want to tell you that.
Well,
he
can be bought. Now, I didn't say he couldn't be bought. Let's get that straight. Yeah.
I got it straight, Doc. I know what you're saying, man. Mm-hmm. Hey, Doc, I just wanted to say real quick, because I know there's a lot of people trying to get through before you go off.
Oh, yeah,
off.
We're slammed.
It was good to hear Steve. He wasn't even on the air that long, and people had been calling in because people thought that you were gone or something, and yet that's how much people respect you like I do, Doc, and we want to keep you around for years and years and years. But
yeah, that's what I'm honored that they would think that I was being replaced.
That is true. I had a few people call in and ask, like, hey, is Doc gone? Is he still on? And so
first
I was like, no, he's
not here
on
every weekend. Yeah, I mean, that's to infer that I'm here every weekend. I'm not.
But I think after AWOD, people are used to hearing you after AWOD. And yeah, so,
that's right, Chris.
You know, those that can't change in life get left behind.
That's right, buddy.
Yeah.
Adaptation's important, just in football or anywhere else.
That's right.
But, Doc, I did want to say this real quick, and I'll go. Mm-hmm. Man, you and I have talked about it all year, and it's showing up that people keep looking past those trenches where you were, buddy, and that's what's hurting us. And hopefully some of the guys, like you said, will man up in the trenches, the younger guys on the defensive line and offensive line, and maybe we can get a win on Monday night and surprise some people.
Well, let's hope so. But, Mark, always leave this open. They just may not be good enough to do what they want to do. It's not like they're not trying to do it. I think they're trying to do it. And it's just very clear that they're not good enough to get the job done. So unless they change up that system, unless they add some twist here or there, I don't see it changing.
I agree, Doc. They've got to adapt.
How
are
you gonna change it?
Be decent.
Yeah, you got to change what you do. I've always respected the old Cowboys when they were okay. They brought it. When in doubt, bring it. I'm gonna force your hand. I'm not gonna let you sit back and chew me apart. You see what Dakota did to the secondary?
Yes, sir.
Dak can do that every week. He's that good.
Yes, he is, Doc. He's an excellent quarterback. Anybody that thinks different, man, they don't.
What were you thinking?
So
were
enough.
You thinking before cocktails or after cocktails? But you got to convince me. You couldn't have possibly put that plan together and said, I think we got him. Really? Seriously. If that's the case, hell, I'll send Linnell down there. Let him get in there on the blackboard. He thinks he knows everything.
At least he'd slim down a little bit and probably learn a little bit more about life rather than going around and being a bully, like you said, Doc.
Who slimmed down?
Hey, I'm going to get off here, Doc.
Wait, buddy. Who slimmed down?
Linnell.
Really?
No,
what's
I said.
You talking about, Metal? Seriously.
I say if you send him to Dallas, he'd slim down some.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If he had to walk. Yeah, you're right. Okay, good deal. I got you. Thanks, Mark. Good to hear
Take
from
care,
you.
Doc.
Boy, he scared the living heck out of me. Talking about Linnell lost weight. I said, really? He might have just loved it. It might have been a miracle pill that he took. Because I haven't seen him in a couple of days. But that's frightened me. Better be careful now what you take and who you listen to. When people start telling you about losing weight, you know how you lose weight? You stop eating as much as you've been eating. And especially at night. And then get your behind out and walk. And the fluid that you need to pound is called H2O, not Remy Martin. All right, that's your fact tips. Right there, you got that. Unsponsored, I might add. at 427 here in the nation's capital. And a lot of fun today. Couldn't be in a bad mood today, man. Zabe's back. Got to hear my this brother. And I can't wait to just watch him do his thing, because I know what he's going to do. He does it all the time. He's only got one mode, and that's what I love about him. It's just, he's coming. So you better, what they said, button down the hatches and do whatever you got to do, because he's coming, right? And this thing going to get funky, which is what it's all about. Ken out of Bethesda, you guys hang in there. We'll take a quick break, come back. We'll continue to light it up. And for those of you with courage and have a vision, call and tell me how in the heck we beat Kansas City.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Walt in Tampa, stay strong. You fighting that fight, and I'm banking on you. I'm betting on you to win. So, Big Travis, old school, successful heart surgery. And of all the parts on your body, the one that would behoove you to take seriously is your heart. So, man, we're proud and we're praying for him. He had a successful procedure. And Big Trav, stay strong. That's important, really important. I need all the best sports fans, and that doesn't mean they all vote my way or agree with me. Most of them, I'm so impressed with, they have the courage to disagree with you if it's real and not just a bit or an act. Bethesda, you are my next stop. Ken, welcome home.
Hey, Doc. Love you, but the week before your Commanders smacked on my Lions, you got rid of the My Detroit Players part in the intro. Can we bring it back?
Well, that's Christopher. I don't touch the music. That was Chris's idea. So if you don't like what happened.
No, see, he was asking me. I was like, I don't think I was even in studio. Because I was working all the playoff games on location, remember? So I wasn't even in studio when the playoffs were on.
Who do you want to blame? Blame Linnell.
I don't know. I don't know who was running the boards.
Let's say Linnell was running that day. Let's do that.
blame it on Strober.
You got to blame Linnell
Willingham.
Blame
it on Strober.
don't blame Strober. That's my dude. I don't mess with Strober.
No, I know. I know. I doubt it was him anyway.
No, Strober. I don't know if Strober's made a mistake yet. He's one of those guys. What else is going on with you, Ken?
That's it, Doc.
All right, brother.
Just bring it back.
I'll try to get it back. Try to get it back.
Thank you.
Can you make a note of that, Metal? Maybe Hokies. Metal's going to make that happen today. You will hear that.
Thank you.
All right, you got it. Now, ladies and gentlemen, now we bring on, ooh-wee, we got a flamethrower with us today. First Zabe on the line and now the 757. Hail to the W.
Doc, hail to the W, man. How you doing?
Like old times.
You know it, man. Most definitely, man. So I'm going to say I'm one of these guys. I got all these ideas of what to do and all that, who to play, who not to play, and all that too. But I'm a realist. I know ain't nobody out there in Ashburn listening to my advice anyways. So really, man, all I want to see on Monday night, I just want to see the. I want to see a difference in attitude and want to, man. I mean, the Bears snatched our soul, and then the Cowboys danced all over it. So I just want to see us come out and show up and compete like we want to win, man. I mean, regardless if they go out there and lose or whatever, or they ain't executing and all that, man, I want to see a different attitude out there. That's what's really been getting me this season is I don't like the attitude I don't like the body language of this team, man.
Right.
You know, we're not playing like we ain't playing like we having fun. Or we ain't playing like, you know, we got some enthusiasm, man. So that's what I really want to see. That's the first change I want to see with this team is how they stepping on that field, man. Because you got to step on that field and be ready to kick ass and take names. And I just see us out there watching it. Everybody's watching somebody else, man. We need some playmakers out there. People need to start going to make plays, man. Stop running into each other. I mean, we got to set the record for 7 straight weeks of the same 2 players running into each other.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that's all I want to see, man. I want to see an attitude adjustment. And I'm happy with that, man. Of course I want that win. You know, I always want that win, and I think we can get that win. But it starts with your mentals and your emotional and intestinal fortitude. I'm going to get out of here, Doc, man. I love you, man.
Hey,
great
man.
Evening, man.
Love you back. Paul, it's realistic. I'm sure that a few of the 27-year-olds are going to take the Commanders to win. Because they don't want to be on the outside looking in. Should they pull it off? I think you expose your football IQ if you go public and say that you think the Commanders are going to beat the Chiefs. Really?
I would like them to.
I would love them to.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they do.
But I mean, you never know. I'd hate to wish bad luck on a team, but they could have a severe injury.
No, I don't want that. I'd forfeit. I don't want that. I don't want to beat you unless you're at your best.
Well, sure, but we're not at our best either, so.
When were we?
I don't know, but my point is.
I'm asking because you brought it up.
They got a starting quarterback and we don't, though. I mean, they got a starting quarterback and we don't.
You have not played your best yet.
No, I don't think they have.
They haven't played their best yet.
No, I think the Terry holdout has really impacted the offense more than anybody really wants to admit. Everything started off real slow, getting gelling together, I think, because of that.
Well, if you had your most inspiration, okay, I ask you a question. This is how I know that somebody over there was asleep at the switch. Who's your most inspirational player on your team?
You think?
Who's the person that motivated your team more than any one
JD
person?
JD5.
I disagree with you. I think it's Terry McLaurin.
All right.
I think JD5's performance, but what happens is that when you don't perform at that high level, then it's a let. Terry always performs at about the same level. He's the guy giving the speech before they go out. He's the guy talking. He's that guy. You actually competed against yourself.
You confused
your own team. Because once you elect and anoint and have a guy who is, that's our dude, then you got to pay the price for that. If not, you wreck your own party.
Yeah, I think if they had just signed him a couple of months earlier, it would have been.
The money doesn't matter. I bet you'd pay it right now, wouldn't you? See, if you could buy your way out of this miserable start, would you buy your way out?
Sure.
Damn right.
But they should have paid him months before they did if they were going to do that.
Instead
of drag this stupid thing out and pay him anyway.
If Coach Urbanek is listening, I did remember a lot you told me, Coach. All words are losers. I don't want to hear it. I do not want to hear nothing from them other than explaining why the game plan was so good and why it worked. They've lost the right to talk. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Write me a note. I don't want to hear your voice. Because I'm not the only person that it's gone numb to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you better get your own group back. See, you don't want to come real now because it's going to get hot up in here. The worst group you can ever lose is your own group. See, I've been inside the malls. I've been inside the meetings with teams that we lost five in a row to. We lost five in a row. And ended up going 8 out of 11 and blew a game again. Now, are you built to do it? We're going to find out. This is what I love about sports. There comes a time that the press conferences and the preseason and all that crap means nothing. Now we got to go play the games. Now, I've seen you play. And quite frankly, I'm not impressed. Now, I'm impressed with what I think you're capable of doing. But for goodness gracious, let me in on a tip. Secret. Oh, by the way, did I tell you the good news? Ben Standick, his lawyer just called back and he's cleared. He's going to join us at 5 o'clock.
Oh, hell yeah.
Get him and Sheehan. You know, you got to go through all this damn legal stuff. So I love Lavero. You know what I would call Tommy? Tommy is the best ever. And you don't have to go through a lawyer to get to him. But we'll finish up on that note. He's coming in. We got, now who is, we've got, I thought we had, oh, okay, good deal. You had me going. Is Walter back? Or did he ever leave?
I think it's a different.
Oh, different.
This is Walter,
okay.
Tampa. He's got sent us shirts before, I believe.
Oh, yeah, Walt's done good. He's good. Yeah, yeah. Walter, you don't have to call, man, and do a public apology. You've done nothing wrong. Walter?
Yes.
My friend, you've done nothing wrong.
Hey, man, I liked, write me a note. I hope I never get to a point where, hey, the only way I can get to you is write you a note. Doc, you know, I saw it at the beginning of the of training camp. Yeah. I noticed that a lot of things were wrong. The fire wasn't there. And do you think some of the guys we let go had more influence in that locker room than we knew? Then with Terry's situation, and it's raggedy right now. We need Jesus.
Oh, amen. Amen. And I think you have him.
Oh,
I think you have
him. I got him.
Yeah. I think you have him.
But we need some of that energy from last year. And you know, Doc, I called it early, man, and I just didn't know what it was. It just didn't feel the same, look the same. Even the coaching staff just didn't sound the same to me. Now, maybe I'm looking at it a little differently, and I'm picking up on vibrations. I played ball, but I knew something was wrong, and it's showing on the field now.
Well, hopefully everything's correctable as soon
Absolutely.
As they make up their mind to go and get it corrected. These young players, right now I am stating that they need to play more, but I don't have a damn thing to do with their offense or defense. They obviously disagree with me. And they want to play them.
I don't
have no idea.
Playing the young guys.
But tell you what, keep not playing them. If you really that strong,
we don't have the speed like we did. We don't have the
hitting
like we did.
They want to play slow. They want to play a slow man's game. Let's play a slow man's game. Let's see how many deals you win. Let's see how many of those you win. Walt, take care of yourself.
Hey, look, you got my message.
I got you.
Hey, give me a couple. Okay, I got you too, Doc. Love you, brother.
Take your time. Nothing but love for you. Shane in the District of Columbia.
Hey, what's up, Doc? Love your show. Just want to say, man, what you do for this area, man, we love you and thank you, man.
I ain't gonna feel you,
thing.
Dog.
Everybody,
I don't want you. I don't want to see you get played.
No, I hear that. That's why. You know what? That's why we love you, Doc, because you keep it real and you speak the truth, and that's what this is about right now. This conversation. Everybody's giving Adam the praise, right? But we, at some point, we got to start putting fingers at Adam right now because he's had no plan for the backup for Terry, right? So you look at our receiver corps, he should have a backup. Look at their pass rush. Look at our defense right now.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm no BTP. But didn't they take the kid out of Virginia Tech who's a wide receiver? And didn't he bring over Debo Samuel?
That's what I was getting at next. So all his draft choices can't get on the field. And I think now we're at a point now where we need to start seeing this young talent.
I'm just trying to keep it straight. Is Adam a coach?
No, but he runs it, though, don't he?
He shouldn't be running it.
You think that all these general managers right now are not having an input on what the coach is doing? Well, look at Indianapolis right now.
Then
the
again,
owner is actually wearing the headphones on.
Then me and him would have a problem. I don't know who runs their operation. But I can tell you what, if I'm coaching, you give me a talent, I'm coaching it, you out of it. Your job was to acquire it. My job is to teach it. But one of us has done a poor job. Because if I bring you groceries and you can't put them in the refrigerator, you let them stay out and mold, that's on you. We got to get this worked out, man. I thought we was all together. What happened to one, we step in step? We got any place, any time. Where's all that at? Does that not include the upper management? Oh, that's just the football people.
It's a different football now, Doc. You know that.
Well,
it's
man,
all
come
about,
on, man. I don't buy that.
Me.
I don't buy that, man. That's lip service. Do your damn
that's
job.
Exactly right.
Develop people or go get more. Appreciate the phone call. Metal just gave me that look, so I've got to get out of here right now. Y'all hang in here. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you're up to it, don't force yourself to do something you can't take back. What a day. I've been so... Zabe threw me off my normal schedule. I couldn't not listen to Zabe. Watching college football. You know what I mean? I can watch college football anytime. You never know with Zabe, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch my boys. They're probably not going to beat Indiana. I like Indiana a lot. I like Cignetti. I just love his attitude. Cold-blooded thug. So I didn't see much of anything because I was into Zabe. So, Mitchell, I'm sure you didn't miss anything. What did I miss today?
What did you miss? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
How you doing, Doc? How's everything?
Fantastic.
I'm loving it down here in Virginia. I'm visiting. Man, I'm on Route 66. No, excuse me. We're on 268. Anyway, we're heading over to Lorton back there.
Good deal.
So I only saw a little bit, but your UCLA got a weapon there. I think Indiana is going to win the championship, not USC. I know it's news breaking. Fernando Mendoza. I think he's favored for the Heisman. He had a pretty good game today. And I don't know what. Let's see what USC does next weekend. But I think he got to put Fernando as the leader for the Heisman.
Look, stop dreaming, Mitchell.
Keep dreaming.
You're dreaming, but keep dreaming.
Okay, I'm dreaming.
You are dreaming, and
I'll
you're dreaming.
Back when Fernando
Indiana
wins,
is,
when he
is
wins the Heisman,
legit. You're still
back,
trying to put the Trojans somewhere they have to earn it. You can't just give it to them. They got to earn it.
But no, Notre Dame won that game because of Jeremiah Love and the rain, okay?
Mitchell, you sound like you're 27 right now. And I know you're long beyond 27. Okay, so let's say goodbye. When you say something that crazy, I'm going to let you go and we'll do this again next week. You know I number love for you. But when you say something that bizarre and you're not 27, see, I accept the 27-year-old saying it. But when you're that long in the tooth as Mitchell is, I cannot even go with that. Love people. You can have your home team, the team you love, you embrace, you want them to go. It does not help them one iota on game day. Unless you cut an NIL check, you're amusing yourself. Okay, you're a zero factor in the outcome of any collegiate game unless you got NIL money in the thing. That's how I see it. Now, maybe you see it differently. You know, Chris never meant to ask you, when you don't hear underscore BTP, do you hear it sometimes when you sleep? I find sometimes I hear it in my sleep. It's the most annoying handle in sports.
The most annoying?
It's the most annoying.
All right.
Yeah. And there's nothing I can do about it, obviously. I try to recommend to him. I say, you should let that go. Won't do it.
So. Hey, I got on Twitter early, so I am Metal Chris on Twitter. I got underscores, no extra numbers, letters.
Who would do that? I tried to tell him when he starts, son, trust me on this. You're going to regret that. He doubled down. Okay. All right. Okay. We'll do that. You had some commentary. You were questioning something.
Me?
Who's your college team for this week? I love you because you don't ride or die with a college team.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I would have gone with Indiana, honestly, but that game's over now. But they were, what was it, 56
I would have gone with them too.
Or something?
Yeah.
They just,
it kind of surprised me. I didn't see it.
I'm always Big Ten, though. I'm always looking at who's doing good in the Big Ten. That's kind of, you know.
Yeah, well, the Big Ten is awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But we'll see. We will see. This SEC thing, I love it with Perry. I love the fact that Georgia Tech, I remember when Coach Freege was there and I was doing JP Pilot Sports, and Georgia Tech was a hard out. I love it when the schools that require you actually attend a class do well.
I don't know why they even bother with NIL now. Like, why are we even pretending they're students anymore? Like,
some of them they are. Some places they are.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you can still learn it.
I mean, you can. I'm not mad if they do take classes, but I don't think you should have to if you're being paid. Like, the coach isn't taking classes, you know?
But again, the coach has already received his whatever credential was necessary. He's gone through the process.
He's coached a lot of football.
It's just like, we haven't touched that yet. I don't think this is even that big a thing unless you were naive enough to think that haven't people shown us how much they'll cheat? I mean, what more did you want to see? I've been amused. Boy, NC State and Pitt at it 2024. Brother just caught a bomb. He snapped a hamstring and kept running. Yeah, he'll be on crutches when they come back. How can you even say you have maintained a sense of trust? When your goat cheats and you act like you don't listen and you act like that didn't happen, you just expose yourself. So you'll do anything to win. So the competition, to you, you're a liar because you're not really into competition. You'll buy your way out. You'll buy a championship. It's the edge that matters for you. And I'm not mad at you. Hell, most of them probably go that way, for all we know, by the time we find out about it.
I don't know. Are you talking about Michigan in this case right
Everybody
now?
Everybody who hasn't lost anything. So if they don't take anything back from you, I don't blame them. I don't blame you for not acknowledging them. Because what you're saying, without saying it, is that you allow it to happen.
Well, the first one that really bothered me in the modern era was that when Houston didn't have that World Series taken away from them, when they caught out that they've been cheating, you know? The trash cans and all that, just like, they're still World Series winners, I guess. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, to the fans, it's just like, and you don't really care what y'all think.
What was rotten about that is that they're good with or without doing whatever they had to do. They can still kick you behind. The Astros came on and said, look, man.
Well, the Patriots, too. Everybody was like, they don't need to cheat. They'll win anyway. I'm like, yeah, but they were cheating.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we don't know that.
But maybe they could. We'll never know.
We don't know. Yeah. We don't know. But it is not. They're all hosting the Oscars. They've received no flack.
No, maybe some fines, but nothing major.
Nothing compared to the crime. 5:00, we come back, take a break. Standing. This dude is everywhere. Can we call him Little Levero?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.